This is KUT. The city of Austin has lost 1,200 music-related jobs over the last 4 years, and 20% of musicians live below the poverty line. Yesterday, the Austin City Council began taking steps to improve that. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains how the council discussion to save music went with a little musical help.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Austin's music reality. Here's how Mayor Steve Adler summed that up Thursday.
We don't stay the live music capital of the world for very long if we lose all our musicians, and certainly if we lose our music venues.
Council directed staff to investigate a list of music-saving ideas Adler composed. Among those, adding a musician's gratuity to bar bills and creating a foundation that would facilitate sponsorship opportunities for musicians. Speaking of, where'd that song go? Oh, that reminds me. Councilmember Ann Kitchen added an amendment to make sure some things in Austin's music scene would carry on.
Our options for protecting existing space as we continue to develop throughout our city, particularly in areas that are closer to town and those that are developing extensively, where we are at risk of losing existing studio space.
Then sounded the steady voice of fiscal conservatism. Councilmember Don Zimmerman.
Does anybody know what the things related to item 19 are costing the taxpayers?
Zimmerman wanted to know how much money the city had spent on music in the past 5 years.
And the number is over $8.5 million.
He added, it was that spending that made the city unaffordable for all, including those making and supporting music. Speaking of... Adler says his intent behind this list of ideas is not to create a government-subsidized music industry.
Ultimately, we need to create an ecosystem, an industry that is self-supporting and verticals within that industry so that people who go into music or the arts or creative industries can survive in this community, can live in this community.
In other words, we will not let you go, Austin musicians, but the council won't be approving any big bailouts either. The city manager will present a plan of action to the council's Economic Opportunity Committee by June. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News. So you think-